Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of The Bus Factor. Here today, we've got Dave in the office because Hugh has once again abandoned us. Say hello, Dave.
G'day, everyone. How's it going?
Okay. Let me just click the right buttons here. That one. Yeah, that's good. Okay. So, we got a show for you this week. With some breaking news that only just came out today, maybe yesterday? No, it was today, wasn't it? The Kaspersky thing, the big news of the week. Though that's not the biggest news story of the week. There's actually a bigger news story involving buses that we've got to mention this week as well. You excited, Dave?
I'm excited. Yeah, it's a really big news. And there's a whole bunch of people just walking past the fix right now.
There is. What's up with that? Hang on. Let me just open this up so we can see. Wait, a little bit more. You can see the camera shake whenever I do that. Oh, wow. Okay, so, maybe it's some unrelated cluster. I don't know. They've gone past now anyway. I've got bus creeping here as well. I haven't been paying attention to the red light runners, so maybe we should pay attention to that as well.
I'm keeping an eye out on the red light.
That's good. That's good. Okay, so, as I said, Hugh's away this week. Oh, his sister's in the office, though. Hi. She said hi back. Maybe we'll start this week with... let's start with a small story. Okay, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Dave's pointing out. Now, you know more about this than me, Dave, so why don't you introduce the story?
Okay. Well, you could just see in the screen. Yeah, right at the top, you can see some wires which the trolley buses use.
You'll be able to see the trolleys on the buses, so not these two, maybe not this one either. There's not many of them around at the moment, is there?
No, it's the ones with the big poles that come out of the roof, attached to the wires, they're fully electric. Well, the thing is someone is turning the switch off about 11 p.m. on October the 31st.
That's this month?
Yeah, that's this month.
That's way soon. What, yeah. Are they going to get rid of all of them by then?
Yeah, they're going to... Yeah, basically, they're off, no more power, so the trolley buses will not be able to run.
That feels like they're not going to have enough buses, but I guess someone's worked out the logistics.
Oh, yeah, they've got a whole bunch of more secondhand buses down from Auckland.
Yeah. So someone pointed out on Twitter, these are the ones that don't meet the standards for Auckland using them anymore. They're so bad that Auckland's like, we literally can't use these buses anymore.
Yeah. I mean, they're only the Euro 5 diesel rather than the Euro 6 diesel. They were meant to have, like, fully electric buses by now.
Auckland or us?
Wellington. And that was the whole reason they could turn the trolley buses off. We're going to have fully electric buses. But no, that's not coming. They're now talking about middle of next year when they do the whole big revamp. Yeah. And come the 1st of November, they're actually going to start going around the city and pulling the wires down. Yeah.
One of our listeners just is finding this out for the first time now. I didn't know about it. Oh, we're going to turn it. And it looks okay. Yeah, I don't think I've seen any trolley buses just through these cycles anyway.
No, I haven't seen any either, so.
Yeah. Maybe there. I guess it kind of makes sense to, like, start getting rid of them if they can. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. Sad day for Wellington, I think.
Yeah, it's sort of been a Wellington thing, right? We're the only city in New Zealand with the trolley buses. We had their electric things. Everyone's talking about, hybrid buses, this and that. It's like, but we've already had electric buses for ages.
Yeah,
what's the big deal, right? I mean, actually, we're going backwards.
Yeah.
With hybrid rather than forwards.
I can see, like, I guess there's a lot of problems with having them. You have to lay them down and buses can only go on the routes. And of course, anyone who's been on one like regularly knows they just often fall off and the bus driver has to get out, stop in the middle of the road. Happens on the basin occasionally. They'll have to stop in the middle of the basin, which is a big, big roundabout thing. Get out, wiggle them around a bit, get back on. Yeah, I almost got hit.
It sometimes happens outside our office because just sort of to the left, there's a junction where the trolley buses can go straight ahead or up or do a turn, and they quite often will pop off there, and they make a big crashing noise.
And the rattling and the sparks. Yeah. I was walking down one of these streets a while ago, and it looked like a bug or something got caught in the like trolley bit between the bus and the wires. And there's just this massive molten fire thing for a few bits until it falls off onto the road. And I'm like, oh, don't know what that was, but it looked unpleasant.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Wouldn't want to be that bug or thing, whatever it was. Look, see, this is the right way to stop your bus. Before the line, relaxing, he's not creeping. He's just doing his job.
Yep, put the part broke on.
Good work, Wangy Winamona. Wangy, I can't see it properly.
Wainui Yamata.
Wainui Yamata. Yeah, I've heard of that place.
Yeah. Or the Nui.
Is that what it's called, is it? The Nui?
Or Wainui, normally. Yeah.
Anyway. What are those people running from? Who knows? I didn't pay attention to see which ones. People here run a lot, though, don't they? Because they're trying to catch buses or run away from buses or get somewhere.
Or jaywalk.
Right? Yeah. Especially, yeah, if you, like, all these people running here because they're trying to get past that bus that is going to mow them down otherwise.
Yeah, because it's a red man.
Or is this a trolley bus? Across. This could be a trolley bus. Not this one, the next one. Come on. No.
It's the right route, though. You do see some trolley buses. Here's the trolley bus.
Here we are.
The one that's coming up now. This is the trolley bus.
Yeah,
you can see the white, big, the poles coming out.
Yeah, you can see that. It's the big yellow sticky thing. So for those who haven't seen them, is what they look like, and he's going to be gone. They're like modern buses, though, aren't they?
Oh yeah, they revamp them, and they're electric buses, so like nothing wears out, nothing breaks on them, because it's like some wires that's a big battery pack on top and an electric motor, right? There is like no moving parts, no drivetrain. That's some wires and maybe a circuit board to do some smarts, but
yeah, it's like one of the advantages of the like Tesla cars as well, aren't they? They're like, there's so much less going on. I mean, there is a lot going on as well, but compared to like corrosive diesel fuel, motors, pistons.
Yeah, mechanically, they're really simple. It's like you've got a couple of bearings and some bushings.
Yeah.
You don't have reciprocating things and washers and this and that and, yeah.
Well, I'm glad that we are migrating back to secondhand buses that aren't good enough for Auckland. That run on diesel, because that's going to make Wellington a much better place. Yay. And of course, we talked about the price increase as well. So, you know, got to cover the costs of running those old diesel buses. I don't know. I'd prefer that the city invested more in public transport, but who knows?
Yeah. Oh, and here's a green trolley bus going through. That was like one of the flagship ones advertising how green and clean the trolley buses were.
Oh, and yet we're getting rid of them.
We're getting rid of them.
Okay. What should we go back to the other side now? Yeah, okay, we'll talk about that one. Yeah, I like that one.
This is
one of those ones that I think we're going to see, assuming a few things happen, this is going to be a pretty interesting group of bugs. This is the DNS mask ones, or the DNS mask ones, or DNS mosque. However you want to say it. I think DNS mask is pretty common.
Yeah, DNS mask.
I think it's like, it's meant to be said like that. I think, I've never actually checked. So these are the ones that came out of Google Project Zero, I think it was. They definitely came out of Google.
Yeah, Project Zero. Yeah.
And there were some pretty sweet bugs in there. So from memory, there was like two or three RCEs through memory corruption. Now, of course, most people are running with ASLR or something turned on, among other protections. But there was also like an info leak in there to do an ASLR bypass. And so it looks like if you chain a few of these bugs together, you can actually, like, I don't know, I don't think anyone's done it yet, but it looks like it'd be possible to get reliable RCE, which is a pretty sweet bug. Now, I think you can exploit it via, if you're a DHCP server, you can do it. Like if you run a rogue access point, you might be able to coerce someone's DNS mask client to do some stuff. There was like a DNS thing or something. I don't know. So maybe not the most useful, but if it's a reliable proof of concept that you can get running, I can see a lot of ways you can apply it. And of course, a DNS mask is embedded in so many different products, right? Just lots of things that require general DHCP and DNS and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. The internet of shit.
Yeah, exactly. All those little appliances, routers, that kind of thing. So I don't know. I'll be interested to see if someone writes a proof of concept, because I'm fucking tired. I think I mentioned this before. I'm tired of all these like, oh, look at this badass bug with no script I can run on a pen test to fucking pop some shit. But you know Rohammer, right? You know Rohammer, Dave? Where's my fucking Rohammer proof of concept I can run on a client site?
Tumbleweed.
Yeah, it's not here. I want it. I need it. Okay. Like this, anyone's got like rad new techniques, like 50 different techniques to get like Rohammer working, and And I just don't, I can't use it. So it's annoying. And then this looks more usable than Rowhammer in terms of like just standard run the mill memory encryption. But don't have my proof of concept yet. Not the one I can run. So.
Oh, orange.
Oh, yeah, easy. Look at that.
Red, yeah.
First of the day. That was pretty blatant as well. One. How many do you reckon you're going to get today, Dave?
Oh, how far into it are we?
I didn't start recording either, so that's we'll deal with that later. We've got ways to deal with that. We do it often enough that we've found ways.
I'm thinking it's maybe five. I think we're going for a low day so far.
Yeah, it does look like a low day, doesn't it? Oh, it's school holidays, isn't it?
Yes.
So less people on the buses, I guess. Yeah.
A lot of parents are taking their kids away. Yeah.
And I guess less kids as well. Maybe more kids throughout the day, but less kids in the rush straight after school.
Well, this isn't straight after school. The straight after school is like 3:30.
Yeah, but like there are, like we used to, for example, bus into town on the standard bus and then leave at 5-ish. So, you know, like it does concentrate the children density towards after 3 p.m. rather than spread out through the day.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's... Five sounds about right. It seems low, though. I'm going to go slightly higher. I'm going to go 7. I'm going 7 today.
7. Yeah, we got orange.
He made it.
No. He was still over there. He was still at the pedestrian crossing.
Was. If I was an angry police officer, I would arrest him. But here on the Bus Factor, we give leeway. If you basically make it in, I think we're okay. You know, you got to be back onto the green at least before I think it counts. Well, this replay. Where is it?
It'll be too late now, won't it?
Will it? Yeah, way too late. Yeah, we got the replay. We got to use it.
We need to make it like a hotkey rather than having to like find the mouse pointer and collect just like control replay.
Yeah. Well, also, it'd be nice to have tiered replays so we can be like, oh, 30 seconds back or 10 seconds back or five, you know.
Oh, and there's a skateboarder going down.
Look how many people crossed. There was a lot of people crossing that. Let's check out the replay of all those people crossing. Look, it seems like there's a lot, right? Just seems like there's a lot of people crossing. Yeah. Okay. So,
two birds.
It's double bird.
Double goose.
What are they up to? Don't they know that's against the law? They should be glad they didn't have a turner. Although, he did get quite close to being taken up by that bus as he was turning.
Do you want to see a replay of that?
Okay, let's go.
Get the replay working.
We just missed it.
So you have to, like, when you're watching it on YouTube later, you have to, like, go back
and check that
out. Yeah, because everyone rewatches it on YouTube just to...
Of course. I know I do. It's my Saturday morning or sometimes Sunday or depending on when we upload it. Yeah. Gets a lot of views on YouTube. Good way to start the weekend, the Bus Factor. I mean, it's starting the weekend now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to bus news. Now, this is, I would say, the number one story of the week, not just for the Bus Factor, but for at least all of Wellington and probably all of New Zealand. So if I was doing the news today, so 6 o'clock news is when it normally is, right?
Yes.
This would be my lead. This would be my lead because this is fucking crazy shit, man. So for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, though you probably should, especially since you're listening to the Bus Factor, motherfucking bus drove into a house. Like this is in Wellington. This is, and it wasn't like a little bit of driving into a house. You know, we've all like, I don't know, gone onto the footpath and skimmed someone's house, whatever. No, it was fucking right in there. Now, I'm gonna take some time to bring up I don't know if I can do it from here. Oh, no, I did. I can because I retweeted it. So if I go to my feed, I'll be able to find the retweet because we're going to bring up the B-roll of it happening. Oh, yeah. Gotta love that lag. Okay, so here we are. What's the best way for us to do this? I think we have like a screen capture thing. Yeah, you can hear the crackles because this laptop can't handle running a Chrome window.
Or we could just reboot this computer.
We need to do that at some point. Okay. Add screen browser source. No, we want like a screen capture. window capture. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, create new window capture. Chrome. That's not quite working, is it?
It's a black screen, which isn't quite what we wanted.
Sorry, this is well worth, like, once I get this working, it's going to be well worth the time. I should have done this before, but I didn't wake up. I didn't get in until, like, 4:30 or something. Okay, display capture. This is going to work. Display capture, yes. Ooh, yeah, that's nice. Okay, so we can see that. Boom, look at this. Look at this. Here we are. So this is two ambulances checking out, there's police officers there. This is the bus driving into the house. It's driving there. There we are. Now, of course, the thing to note here is that that's not a small veer to the right into those houses. We drive on the left side of the road, right? This bus was all the way over the other side of the road, swerved across an entire lane of the road. You can't see this one very well, but swerved all the way across one lane, jumped the footpath, and smashed into someone's house. Now, if I was more prepared, I'd show you how photos from inside of the house. But unfortunately, I'm not that prepared. Oh, let's just also turn this off. Boom, there we are. Crazy shit. The person was trapped in there for hours.
The upstairs person was trapped in there for a while, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The downstairs people were luckily not in their front room.
Oh, yeah, it would have been fucked. Because it did smash down like an entire wall.
Yeah, yeah. It went into the front room.
Yeah.
Like, good and properly.
It's crazy, man. Like, it's one of those things I don't really think about often because buses don't generally crash, right? I think that's a valid thing. They don't generally crash.
It depends what you're talking about crashing into.
Yeah, okay.
These are well-lit buses, so they'll crash into people reasonably regularly.
Yeah, that's true. They do crash into people.
And there was that a... I think that one may have gone... That Turner...
Replay. I'm going to say the Turner probably was.
Yeah, that was the one I was talking about was the Turner, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna pump that up. We need to get these sweet, sweet bus counts up to where we said they would be. So let's do that. Bam. Yeah, okay, they do hit people reasonably often, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. And there was a bus driver who did hit like 7 static objects and then complained to the employment tribunal for like wrongful dismissal because they put him under addition because they said, hey, yeah, maybe bus driver isn't for you after. When I say stationary objects, I mean like poles and bollards and stuff. I'm not talking
things
about
that
actually
aren't moving.
Things that aren't moving and don't move, right? Yeah. It's, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a sign your bus driver needs some training. Yeah, okay. And I guess it'd be pretty devastating, although like bollards and things are pretty tough. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you still shouldn't be driving. The bus got a big dent in it. That's why the bus company
costs
complained
money
about
to
it. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, if a bus drives into your house, they're fucking massive. Buses will like wreck shit, man. It's one of those, like, you don't think about it often. I guess it's the same with cars. They're a little bit more compact, though. I don't know. If a bus came through my house, I'd be pretty scared.
No, right.
You made it. You made it. Yeah, not many buses today. We'll see if it gets more. We're only 20 minutes in, so it could get a little bit more busy. I presume it shall, but it's also daylight savings, right? So I guess that makes a difference. Like, people will just slightly change when they go out.
Yeah, but the bus timetable doesn't actually change, though.
Yeah, but more people means more congestion, doesn't it? Doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, but then if people wait later, there isn't the buses there.
Yeah, okay, yeah. True, good point, yeah. And yeah, same number of buses, I guess.
Maybe just less people to pick up, so spend less time actually at the bus stop, more time driving.
Spread out more.
So we don't get that big, and they must stick to time, they don't sort of group up.
Okay, well, yeah, no, we in the bus factor actually reached out for an exclusive interview of the person trapped in the flat. But unfortunately, we won't be able to make that happen this week. But maybe next week, we'll see what happens. It'd be pretty good to get that story on the Bus Factor. Exclusive interview.
Yeah,
the survivor of the Wellington bus 2017 incident.
Yeah, because they haven't talked to any of the news or the paper, as far as I'm aware. Mm-hmm. So
they did put some pictures up on Twitter. Which they looked... It looks way more brutal from the inside. Because from the outside, it just looks like a bus is like parked into a house a little bit. But from the from the inside, it looks a lot more brutal.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll go to the big InfoSec story of the week now.
Orange, red. It's still almost green.
I'd say yeah, let's bump that up. I got to get this to 7, so yes.
You got to get it past 6, really, don't you? So you win.
Yeah. Okay, so the big InfoSec story of the week is I've caught, of course, yet another story that broke after Wednesday and yet before the end of Friday. It's the perfect time for the bus fact, I'm telling you. Is the Kaspersky thing. Now, so this has been going around, you know, the tubes for a while now. When did we first start hearing about Kaspersky bad? Like 6 months ago?
Yeah, 6 months. Somewhere yeah, it's been there. A while, yeah, I think. Most of Trump's thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it started off as kind of like Kaspersky bad, don't use it. And there was like, you know, a bit of debate, not much informed debate because no one really knew what prompted this. It seemed like a xenophobic, we don't want Russia involved in the government, which was, I guess, somewhat justified given the Russian interference in the election, but not, it didn't seem super justified. Blah, 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 blah. Now we've got to a point where just today, Wall Street Journal published a piece on
Washington Post. Oh.
I think it was Wall Street Journal because I went to read it and it was like, subscribe. And I was
that'll be Wall Street Journal. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, hell no. So I went to one of the other news sites that reposted it so I could read it for free. Not reposted it, but, you know, did their take on it. So it sounds like what happened was someone said that they basically had proof that some 2015 leaks of NSA documents, not necessarily documents. So I didn't read the Wall Street Journal one. It sounded a little bit vague. They were like NSA techniques, NSA exploits, and it wasn't clear whether this included documents. At least it wasn't clear to me. It kind of hinted that it was, but kind of wiggled around the issue. They said that those were put a private contractor, or a contractor, I don't know if they're private, took them home, you know, stole them from the NSA, put them on his home computer where he was running Kaspersky, which through some means, I sent these back up for analysis or whatnot, and they got in the hands of the Russian government. That seems like the factual piece of what's happening. Now, that chain of events, you know, there's some pretty glaring problems of the NSA in there, right, where contractor once again steals classified stuff and puts it on his home computer.
Well, is it steals if you're just like, oh, you plug my laptop in, put some shit on there, did some work from home?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, was it intentionally stolen or was it one of these sort of accidental just trying to make your life easier because freaking using the NSA laptop's too hard because you need like a fingerprint and you just stand on one leg as you press the button to actually log in, right? Oh, I'll just do it at home, right? And just Google Docs it because it's simpler.
Yeah. No doubt that is a problem. I mean, it's hard enough for people working at like fairly run-of-the-mill corporations, I imagine, working with the NSA. Work from home is just one of those hellish, horrible things that you basically can't do. So maybe it is this. I still think the NSA would call it stealing, though.
Yes.
Some strong opinions about this.
Yeah, should not take this off-site.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strict security requirements. So that's, for me, that's the core fuck-up here, is that the NSA has once again let someone take all their classified data and run it on their home computer. Like, that's probably where they should be focusing their efforts, I guess.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, the fact that it went on a home computer, that, let's say that happens. There's no way to prevent that all the time. So once it's on the home computer, let's say it wasn't Kaspersky that was installed on the computer. Let's say it was like the Microsoft Security Essentials, whatever, the standard one. There's a chance that antivirus would just pick up like, holy shit, this looks like exploits. We've seen similar stuff to this, or like that's clearly, you know, some heuristics pick up, that's an exploit. Ship that off to Microsoft.
Yep. Then Microsoft has that little cloud option.
Yeah, I think all of them do, and I think they're all on by default, right?
Yeah, they're on by default because it helps better detection.
There's definitely incentive for having it on. And I mean, on my computers, I generally leave that on as well. Now, that being said, I'm not working with exploits for the most part. Or if I am working with exploits, they're not sensitive. They'll be, you know, if I write an exploit, then maybe I'd consider turning this shit off. But,
or just running a new Linux VM.
Yeah.
Or your Linux box. So
I mean, it doesn't get picked up by a separate antivirus box or something. Yeah. But the stuff I work with is all public, so I don't give a shit. So I keep it on, and hopefully it helps Microsoft or Kaspersky or whatever. So, look, it's not it wasn't super clear to me whether there was malicious intent involved at that stage of the, to call it an operation.
Yeah.
Because presumably the Russian government does have a big interest in finding these contractors and finding a way to exfil all the data. So we'll call it an operation. I don't know. Maybe we'll see some clarification on that later. But then, of course, the final part is that somehow from Kaspersky picking it up, either intentionally or not, it then got in the hands of the Russian government or the shadow brokers. And I asked Pat on Twitter because he was like, oh, maybe this is where the shadow brokers got their data. Now, the data from the shadow brokers exploits was from 2013. And this recent story is talking about 2015. So I was like, oh, probably not the same thing. But as Pat pointed out, it's completely plausible the contractor only had access to the 2013 materials or materials from 2013 that was on his computer for a while, which then were leaked in 2015. That's a completely reasonable thing that could have happened.
Yeah, or they installed Kaspersky in 2015, did its first scan and goes, oh shit, what's this? Let's upload it.
Yeah. So there are a lot of ways that could happen. That being said, I feel like we would have seen something different. So this was, I think, a senator who made some of these statements about Kaspersky. He pinned as much on Kaspersky as he could, like unequivocally. He was like, Kaspersky is responsible for the leak of this data. Now, I feel like if you're going to make a statement that unequivocally against Kaspersky, like maybe you'd be like, oh, it was the shadow broker's data that happened or something. Like I don't know. Maybe not. I'm not too involved in this, but I don't know. At this point, it seems not super likely that it was the shadow broker's stuff, but maybe. Who knows? What do you think, Dave? We don't really know enough.
We don't know. I mean, hey, can they tell us what data? You know, can we just have a full official information with the full report, the internal report of no redaction, and then we can actually have this discussion? Because they're just going to leak little bits of information, and if you leak, sentence 3 and sentence 1052, there's a lot of context between those two sentences in the report.
Yeah, that's very true. I guess that's one of the problems we have with trusting these tiny little vague statements. We don't have the evidence. We don't have the context. Context is so important. I don't know. So I guess the technical takeaway of this story is to kind of like the whole thing doesn't feel particularly malicious to me because like antivirus does antivirus shit and that's uploads things to the internet. So I guess the technical takeaway is if you have sensitive data, don't run antivirus, which I think is a valid thing anyway. Like the whole not running antivirus thing is probably good. Antivirus increases your attack surface drastically and only really protects you from a limited subset of things, you know, like a common ransomware and that kind of shit.
Yeah. Once it's actually popular and people upload it.
So if you're an NSA contractor, I don't think antivirus is the right solution to your problems. I think you're much better. If I was an NSA contractor, I'd be like, fuck no running antivirus software. Way too much attack surface for me.
Because they must have got a whole bunch of, they'll know how to pop all the, you know, the US antivirus as well and know the feeds they're getting from the US antivirus and from VirusTotal because, you know, you might scan something on VirusTotal and all 63 virus scanners in there, they're actually all getting a copy of it.
Yeah. Yeah, which is one of the funny things about VirusTotal. When you upload your malware there and then all the malware reaches, it's just like, oh, sweet, some new malware. Check this shit out. You're just like blowing your cover. I don't know. That's my technical takeaway anyway. And don't run antivirus if you're one of these sensitive individuals. And of course, the other one is NSA needs to sort this shit out. Those two things.
Yeah. Just stop people walking out the door with it, right? I mean, just, I don't know, lock them up.
Easier said than done, but that is the long and the short of it, isn't it?
Stop that happening. I mean, you know, the drug dealers, when they're cutting up their coke and stuff, they solve it by everyone just goes in naked, leaves naked, nowhere to store this shit. Maybe.
Up the butt.
Maybe the NSA needs to move a policy like that, right? Yeah.
Full naked NSA contractors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so I'm just looking at the lights.
Yeah, I was just about to say. Yeah.
I thought there might be one there, actually. It seemed
like are we missing a lot? Because I'm not used to it.
Maybe one of the listeners can point out if we've missed any. I wasn't looking super closely.
Yeah, I am trying to keep an eye on it, yeah. Because I am in the talking spot that's easier to look at the traffic light than you.
Yeah, like...
Because I could kind of look at Stephen and look at the traffic light, while Stephen... If you could look at the traffic light, you could look at me. It's really odd, like, not looking at the person next to you who you're talking to. So, yeah.
There's also, like, this pole is just right in my way for the traffic light. I got to go here or here, which is...
Oh, yeah.
It's not too bad, but it's annoying.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's my take, my hot take on the Kaspersky thing, which is not really a hot take. Just regurgitating facts. Yay news. What one are you going to go with next?
Should we go on the left or the right?
Oh, let's go with the inversec lane again, because we've got a little more here.
All right.
You want to take this one? It's a very short one.
Do you want to go...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, well, pick
anyone
which
you
one? Because
like.
we can go and fall onto that one.
Wait, hang on.
Yes, see? And then
I don't actually know what that one is, actually. I saw you posted it. I didn't get around to reading it. So, okay, I'll take this one.
I posted it on Wednesday.
I didn't read it. I was busy. Well, I was doing my OECP on Wednesday, remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
yeah. It's a little bit distracted.
Yeah.
I think... Come on, replay.
No, I think that was... I don't think that was read.
You can't really see on the replay. I think it was orange. I think we're okay.
Yeah, I think that was orange as well.
Okay. Okay, so this one thing here, this is a very short comment. It just says, Equifax, one guy under bus. And the words I used to put it down were actually slightly different. I think I said the Equifax guy who got questioned is a piece of shit. Fucking piece of shit. Because
the CEO is a piece of shit.
Yeah. This is the guy who was questioned, right?
Yeah, the Senate congressional thing.
Did you see Mr. Monopoly Man in the background?
Yes, yeah.
That was really good. Some guy dressed up as the Monopoly Man and had a big moustache and he carried around a bag full of money and shit. Fake money, of course.
Protest about how the big finance companies basically get off scot-free.
Fucking is bullshit. Like, you see that the IRS has just granted them some amount of money to do anti-fraud shit or something.
It's like, what?
I despise. I hate big companies in general. Like most big companies are fucking horrible. There are some exceptions and they get better and worse as a scale, but just generally speaking, they're shitty. Shitty.
And they just don't let them fail. I mean,
yeah.
The stuff is like, the stuff they're doing is not actually needed. It's like they've invented their own industry and they've convinced people to pay them for it.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking bullshit. So in this case, there is a lot of non-technical news in that questioning and a little bit of technical stuff. Whatever, who cares about the technical stuff? Point is, he threw some fucking guy under the bus. He was like, there was one dude responsible for patching and he didn't do it. That's the guy, that's the fucking guy who fucked up. What a piece of shit to say that. What, to even try and imply, like, someone other than management was responsible for this, right? Like... It grinds my gears, I tell you.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the guy was, but then again, that guy should have been as part of a process. Why weren't other people involved in that process? Why wasn't the change advisory bill going, there were some patches. Why haven't you patched? I mean, where's the checks and balances?
There's a thousand places. And as people pointed out, even if you have an unpatched server, if your architecture is such that someone popped this web app on the front end and was able to exfiltrate this much data, there's bigger problem. Like the patching isn't the only problem here. You know that going slow.
Still on green though. Yeah, just a slow turner. Yeah. Oh,
yeah, boy.
Double.
Did you see that? Oh, that was so red.
That was a turner and a straight ahead.
One, two. Yeah, there was two.
That
was
two.
First turner got through.
Yeah, the first turner was fine, yeah.
This is what we do it for. This is what we do it for. 35 and it's only up to 5, I think.
Okay, so I'm going to stop looking at the red light now. So it's all up to Stephen now.
Yeah, okay, I got to do it. Get up to 7. I can do it. We have normally more than 7.
But I just thought it was really slow.
It was so slow.
Yeah, because normally you're like getting like a couple in the pre-show. It's like you're starting out, you're already up about 5 before you've even started.
Well, here's the problem. I haven't had any beer yet, so I'd like a beer. Someone's going to come with beer. Yes. either one is fine. There's two kinds there. Yeah, but Yay. So I've been watching.
Yeah. Libya.
Got lightning reflexes. Bam.
Yeah, because also the whole throwing someone on the bus. I remember back to the MSD kiosk in New Zealand where someone basically plugged a public facing kiosk into the corporate land.
I want to point out now what Dave means isn't like someone malicious did this. Thank you. I got the BNL. This wasn't someone malicious. No. This was the design to plug the public facing kiosk into the corporate land. Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Oh, it's all happening. It's all fucking happening here. Look at this.
Yeah.
Pump that up.
Yeah, because these kiosks, MSD, were so people looking for jobs come in, like print their CV out, because MSD is sort of the social welfare ministry in New Zealand.
The people who give you money.
Yep. So it's like print your CV out. So they go, it needs to talk to the printer. Oh, the printers are on the domain. Oh, we'll just plug the kiosk into the domain. It'll be fine. Problem is, people went like file control O in Word and went like control O. Clicked on like network,
yeah.
Well, by network places, and the whole domain's there and all the file shares.
Yeah.
And just going back to reading that report, it was basically, the solution was like firewall, don't have these things touch it. You read the report, it was like discussing, it was like there was a firewall between the people and the managers. So the managers in the report basically isolated and made themselves immune, but like put under the bus, like all doers and stuff. And so just sort of same sort of thing, right? It's never management's fault. You know, it's the fact that a process has failed or something just gets put on a risk register is actually managers, because managers decide whether they're going to accept the risk register or not.
Yeah. I mean, and there are places where this is different. If you have like a really high functioning security team, generally they'll have less management input. But it's a little bit different, right? That's where a team... management trusts a team enough that they're responsible for it, which is not what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, but they're still accountable, mm-hmm. and management's got the trust, and they've also given them enough rope to actually do their job.
Yeah, exactly. Which is very different to like, I don't know. It's bullshit.
Yeah,
fuck managers, man. Hate them.
Yeah.
Oh, my boss isn't listening.
No. He said he was on a watch with his kids. He went home specially for it.
Oh, he did go home early.
Yeah, went home specially so he could sit down with his kids, because school holidays, as I said before. To sit down on the couch with the kids and watch the Bus Factor.
Nice. Well, we're swearing a bit much, but he said he once put it on when his wife was in a bad mood, and he got 10 minutes in before his wife came out and was like, "What the fuck are you listening to? What the hell is this shit?" which I think that's a bit rude to say about the Bus Factor. It's a wonderful podcast. Such a unique idea as well. Buses, InfoSec. Oh, what's this fucking...
Yeah, that guy was keen to cross the street
there.
He was
way too keen. Did he just not look at anything? Oh, jeez. I reckon we're going to get another one. Come on.
Nah, I think it's all right. Nah. Oh, he's crossing.
He's walking. We got walkers.
There's walkers. Yeah, okay. So that bus
more than one, because I wouldn't trust just him.
No.
He was going to cross with the buses there. Yeah, but the other people.
Yeah. So going on from people under a bus.
I understand. Yeah, okay, I understand how that links together now. I wasn't sure of the link you were talking about. But.
Yeah. So normally we hear about Wellington buses sitting people, and you don't normally hear about elsewhere in the country, but Christchurch has decided to get in on the action. And outside the university, back on Wednesday, a bus critically injured a person by driving into them.
Wow.
I haven't actually seen any updates. I'm not sure whether the critically injured became stable or became worse. I haven't heard about it, so I assume it's gone on the better side than the worse side.
Yeah, they normally tend to talk about that shit if they can, don't they?
Yeah.
So,
Christchurch is getting on the action.
Yeah, I mean, good on them. Though, I would prefer if someone was hit by a bus, it would be while we were filming. Now, we'll also announce at this point, me and Hugh are going to be at Christchurch Con as well. Dave is going to be there as well.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing a late episode of The Bus Factor because Dave's speaking and we're going to go support our coworker. But it does mean we're going to be filming roughly where this guy was hit, I think, because we're going to be just outside the uni, right?
Yeah, it was just outside the uni. The Christchurch Con people said outside the uni there's a lot of buses.
Which
this person was hit outside the uni.
Yeah, it might explain.
So, yeah.
So if you are in Christchurch or you want to make the trip down Christchurch Con, check out a live filming of The Bus Factor, which we're not sure how logistically it's going to work yet, but we'll make it happen.
Yeah, hopefully some of us has enough data on their phone to like tether the laptop or something.
Yeah, and then this is all USB powered. I think we have half an hour or so, an hour of battery. Well, long extension cable.
Yeah, that might work.
Yeah. We could probably do that because it'd only be like $50 to get like 100 meters of extension cable.
We better go to AliExpress. It's not a lot. It's only like a few weeks until Christchurch.
So a few weeks? I feel like it's at least a month away, isn't it?
No, it's October. It's the last weekend in October.
We're in October now, though, aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, my geez. That's way close.
It's like 3 weeks or something. So we need to get started. Yeah, we need to get started on our talks. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Nonetheless, hopefully we'll be set up. So if someone is planning to jump in front of a bus, do it while we're there.
Yeah, yeah. Or if you're in Christchurch and you have a really long extension cable, tell us. Or a generator. Or a portable generator. That'll be real helpful. We'll
power this one laptop off it. That won't be a waste at all. Oh, maybe we could borrow like someone's Tesla or like Powerwall or something, you know? We'd be, like,
Elon Musk, when you're listening, hey. Cool. Hit
actually,
us up.
Two car batteries might not be a bad idea, right? Just two car batteries. Or even just one car battery would really be enough.
One car battery and an inverter.
We should do this. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, we know some people who know some electrics.
Yep.
Don't we?
Not me, but other people.
We know people who do.
Yep. I'm sure the plane people will like us carrying a car battery on board.
Yeah, I can't remember what lead acids. I don't think they like the lead acids.
I think they won't like it.
No. So if you're in Christchurch, well, maybe we could do all the electronic stuff here and take the electronic stuff, and maybe someone in Christchurch, we could jack open someone's car.
Yeah.
Into their battery.
We could definitely do that, yeah. How long does it take to drive to Christchurch? Because we have like five of us going, right? We could have just driven. No,
because remember, three-hour ferry. Yeah, and then remember the start home ones closed because of the earthquake last year, just before KiwiCon.
Oh, really?
Like, and they had the big slips around Kaikoura. No, you still can't actually drive through.
Okay.
Well, you still got to go the inland road, which was like designed for like a fraction of the traffic. Okay. And it's like chocker and falling into pieces because there's
too much traffic.
Too many trucks, and the road wasn't designed for trucks. It was like designed for the odd car.
Yeah. Okay, well, not driving then. Good thing we're not driving.
Yeah. And there was, after the first organised Rong Island Con. I remember some of the people were driving up from Christchurch up to Wellington for KiwiCon, and there were speed tickets involved.
Because they were speeding?
Yeah, because of speeding, yeah.
Oh.
Mm. But they're trying to make their ferry, yeah.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and the thing was they had to figure out how to pay the fine before they left the country. Because they weren't allowed to leave the country with a fine outstanding.
Yeah. Shouldn't have speed.
Yeah.
Okay, so someone got hit. Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's all the bus news for this week, actually. There was a lot. Those are good stories as well. Like a bus driving into a house, trolley bus power being turned off, and someone being hit by a bus. That's like the holy trifecta of bus stories that we could ever get. I think we'll never beat that in terms of bus stories.
Yeah. Well, except when a double-decker bus crashes into a house and takes out, it drives into the front room of the upstairs and the downstairs.
Oh, yeah. And if it kills someone at the same time. And this is during the trolley bus power off. That would be a bitter story, I think. But
yeah, still, yeah. So hey, someone who owns a double decker bus want to do that for us?
Does Auckland have double decker buses?
Yes, they do have double decker buses. Yeah, well, and actual scheduled double decker buses, because I think there's a couple of double decker buses around Wellington for like charter and parties.
Yeah. I have seen those. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah,
trains are where it's at. Buses suck compared to trains. It might be blaspheming on this show, but, you know.
What's so good about the trains?
Trains are just nicer. You know, like, have you ever lived somewhere with, like, trains? You've only lived in Wellington, right?
Yeah. So I've only lived in places which...
Our trains are crappy, but, like, I don't know. They're just better. There's something better about them. They're nicer. They're faster. They're nicer. They're, like, it's better to sit on. You can, like, do more things on a train. I don't know. They're just, in every comparable way, they're better. Except for, like, you know, we don't have them. They cost a lot of money to put down, that kind of thing.
Well, and it's harder to have, like, because I've got, like, when I'm, you know, when I'm at home, the bus stop is, like, directly across from my gate.
Yeah, can't do that with trains.
Can't do that with trains. And, I mean, the bus stop, much I can get from work, is, like, just outside the door, fully undercover.
So they are less local, but still.
Yeah.
People often do like bus, train, bus. It's nice.
Yeah.
A lot nicer than like a full bus trip.
Hmm. Okay. Well, it depends how far
no,
you go.
No traffic here. Look at this.
Yeah, there's absolutely no traffic. Well, it is a green for the buses right
now. Green for the buses. Oh, okay, it was waking.
Yeah, that person had to go for a little bit of a run because that bus came through fast.
I would have just waited. Like, if there was no bus behind, I would have just been like, oh, bus, I'll wait 2 seconds.
But they're obviously in a rush to get home, right? That's 2 extra seconds I could spend sleeping tonight.
I don't think it is because, think about it, he could have just crossed slightly further up. He would have taken the same amount of time.
True. True, maybe but then he would have crossed at the pedestrian crossing, which would be even worse jaywalking.
Makes sense. Oh, this is an ugly bus, isn't it?
Yeah, that's. I assume that's an ex-Auckland bus, given its colour scheme, because Mana should be a green bus.
Yeah, they have like the Mana labels, but then the different colour scheme.
Yeah, so we're getting all these shitty Auckland hand-me-downs. Fucking Auckland, keep your buses to yourself.
They don't want them anymore. They're so bad, Auckland doesn't even want them.
Yeah, and we let them have them. I mean, our regional council's a bit slack. I mean, where they go, Wellington didn't have the trolley bus replacements ready. They should go, tough luck. We've got to pull your funding.
Yeah.
You've still got to run the routes, but you haven't got the buses you meant to have.
Let one of the other companies step up.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next on the list? Kaspersky, DNS mask. Yeah, we got 2 stories left. How are we going for time? Pretty good. 10 minutes. Yeah. Well, I'm just going to watch this cycle on buses this time. This could be it.
Oh, nah. It's still green.
No walkers.
Oh, okay. Orange.
Yeah, walkers, yeah. Damn.
No luck there for you.
Okay, so the top one here, I'll take this top one and you can take the bottom one.
Okay.
Because I don't know much. I'll take the top one anyway. So this is you remember, how long ago was it when Yahoo was like, everyone's been hacked? Well, that's not what they said. They said
1.4 billion
people were hacked?
Yeah, yeah.
It was, what, like 3 months ago, 6 months ago?
I don't know. Yahoo seems to always been sort of, they just bleed into another, like Yahoo, like is almost a weekly, something in Yahoo's been attacked or broken or.
Yeah, they do tend to be hacked a lot. Well, the last time that they said they got hacked, yes, 1.4 billion people, which is a shit ton of people. There's 8 billion people in the world?
Yeah, something like
that. Okay, now there is a language issue here. I believe they've said people. I think what they mean is accounts.
Yes. Yeah. Because unique people, that will be fairly low.
1 out of 8 people don't even have a Yahoo account. Like, it'd be insane if 1 out of 8 people had a Yahoo account. And then...
Well, because what? How many people are actually on the internet?
Oh, I've no idea. Surely less than 8 billion.
Less than 8 billion, yeah.
I could see it being 3 billion or something, 4 billion.
That wouldn't be that high because remember you got a lot of Asia and a lot of Africa and stuff like that.
A lot of Asia has internet though, right?
Well, it depends sort of how the cities do.
Yeah.
The rural areas. I mean...
Well, cities have more people.
Yeah. But in China has only like got half or less than half actually online.
Oh, really? I thought it was higher than that.
Yeah. But there's still like 500 million people, right?
Yeah, it's a decent amount of people. Anyway, point is... Yahoo was wrong. They've corrected themselves. It wasn't 1.4 billion. It was 3 billion people who had been hacked.
Accounts.
3 billion accounts. They said people, I think.
Bots. Bots of people, right? I mean, maybe they just decided bots are sentient.
Yeah,
so it could be called people.
It's 1/3 of the population of the world if everyone had their own account. 1 out of 3 people. That's fucking ridiculous. Can you imagine trying to load that dump into Steamer? 3 billion accounts. Like, ah. And I guess the other thing is it's not super useful as a dump because I would hope that these 3 billion accounts that presumably got signed up back in the 90s, I would hope they've changed their passwords. I mean, maybe I'm just too hopeful.
No. The life words. We should drop the term passwords. The life words. One password.
Gotcha.
To rule them all. Yeah. It's for their life. They won't change.
Well, this is the kind of people who use Yahoo, so it could totally be it.
Yeah. I think I have a Yahoo account.
I have a Flickr, which is like tied to a Yahoo account.
Yeah.
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 I can log in with like an @Yahoo or something email address.
Yeah. And I think when I say I've got one in my name, I've most probably had burner ones for many uses and stuff along the way. But yeah, that's for sure where the number comes from. It's bots and IT security people with burner accounts.
Yeah. I presume they do have some active user base, but yeah, it's pretty.
Some.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe how many people on Yahoo? Does Yahoo Messenger still a thing? I thought that's possibly why I actually got an account.
Yahoo Messenger.
Yeah, back in the day, right?
I used Yahoo Messenger. I've used ICQ. That was the oldest I've used.
Yeah.
Followed by MSN.
MSN was good.
And I basically switched to IRC. No AIM.
Okay.
IRC exclusively after that.
Oh, yeah.
Which it feels like a little bit backwards, but it works.
Right, and a little bit of Twitter now as well.
Twitter, yeah. Twitter's a bit different. Twitter's social media.
Like, yeah. But what's the difference, right? You're communicating with your friends. It's now, instead of talking one-to-one, it's like you just start shouting from the rooftops.
Yeah.
I think we're far more polite back in the day. We sort of actually had a discussion with someone about something we actually... both parties actually cared about rather than just shouting at each other on.
Well, it's true, yeah. Like, I guess back in the day, chat was... like, I talked to people a lot online back in the day, but it was one-to-one.
Yeah.
It wasn't once I switched to IRC and Twitter that it becomes like a many-to-many situation.
Yeah. And you just sort of randomly talk. You lose the conversations.
Yeah. IRC especially. I guess they have kind of similar, actually, where people just say stuff. IRC has more conversation-y stuff, but yeah, Twitter's very...
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I'm okay with the status quo. I don't like Facebook, though. I hate Facebook. Facebook sucks.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
I think there's something about that on some other news show. I can't remember what they're talking about. Like, trying to get your shit off it and everyone's seeing it.
Trying to what, sorry?
Just all the shit that people have on Facebook. And people, it's like on average, people spend like 30 minutes a day on Facebook.
It feels like a bit low. Like, I all of my friends, I feel like there's been more.
Yeah, but there's people like me who have a Facebook account.
Yeah, averages work like that, don't they? Yeah.
Well, means, sorry, work like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew what you mean.
Oh.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't like it. We've got a beep. We've got a bus beep. What was he beeping about? Maybe a turner? Does it explain...
I don't know. Or was it a pedestrian trying to cross?
Yeah, it could have been a pedestrian.
Like, telling the pedestrian, no, that's not a place you cross.
Interesting. Okay, well, next time there's got to be heaps of traffic. It's got to be heaps.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to take this last story here?
Yeah, so...
this is the clap?
Yeah, the good old clapper. There was some, like, DDoSes of some banks, like, a few years back. I can't remember exactly when. And
it's a while ago now.
Yeah, a while ago. And everyone just said, subscript kiddies found out what a Kicker network was and bought some credits on it. And
a Buddha network?
A Buddha network, sorry, yes.
Yeah.
And went and attacked some banks. And,
which is hilarious, by the way.
Yeah. And I thought much of it. Oh, yeah, little DDoS, yeah. But... then Clapper comes out and says, oh, yeah, the US at the time decided not to hack back Iran.
Yeah.
On this. So basically attributing some DDoSes to a nation state.
There's a lot of interesting kind of facets to this. I think for me, the most interesting part is Iran decided to DDoS the United States. Like, I don't know. This just seems weird to me. If I was a nation state who can operate with relative impunity, I don't think I'd DDoS people.
I think you'd actually do something tangible, right?
I would, yeah. I guess they just want to piss them off, I guess. And it totally does work for that. I've been DDoSed a few times. I got DDoSed hard enough to have my host be like, if this ever happens again, you're banned from ever using us again. But, which is horrible because you don't choose to get DDoSed.
Yeah.
You don't, like, the United States in this case... okay, sure, they do fuck with Iran a lot, but, like, there was no direct, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like the US put a thing up saying, like, come DDoS us. They couldn't have done anything to stop it, right? They didn't, they were patched or whatever. Like,
yeah.
It's just people decided to DDoS you.
Yeah, but then also, why did you do it? Obviously, as an intelligence agency or traceable, why didn't some guy just teach his kid about it and give him a credit card so it wasn't tracked backable? It was like some just random kid in Iran.
The fact that... okay,
or was it some random...
then again, it could have been. So the other thing is we don't know whether the attribution was technical or non-technical. If it was technical, Iran is retarded. Unless they want it to be found out because fucking mind games intelligence agencies. Yeah.
And then... but then also what when you go to a network to do the DDoS, what are you giving them that's sort of traceable, right? I mean, you just... there are services, you go in, you punch in a credit card, you buy it. I mean, What are you doing that can actually track it back to?
It could
to...
have been a non-technical attribution. They could have had a plant in there. They could have just asked a source and they were like, oh, yeah, that was those guys. So good stuff. Also, so we've got 4 minutes left, and I'm going to say we should extend the show for 4 minutes to get the one last red light runner I need to win. So in the last four minutes... We're in six.
Six, so currently we're even.
It gets like stupidly hard to read, especially with the little red. There we are. Yeah, we're currently even, which might be a nice place to end. I don't know. Do we have any other news we want to talk about? Hey, I got something.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to make a post somewhere, maybe on Medium, about the ways in which the OSCP is all shitty.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
Because I did the OSCP recently.
Are you at least going to wait for them to give you the little certificate?
Oh, okay, yeah, that's good. Yeah, so what I'm going to show is I'm going to confirm that I passed my OSCP. Because the thing is, if you complain about the OSCP and don't pass, you look like a... You just like, oh, he complained because he didn't pass. Whereas if you pass and complain about it, then it's a little bit more tangible. Which is annoying because your complaints can be... your complaints can totally be valid and you might just not happen to have passed. Whatever. My complaints are going to be... Got four of them, I think. Roughly four of them. First one is an easy one. I'm going to list them. So here's how I've got my blog post. It's going to start. Going to go in order of like easiest to fix to hardest to fix.
Yep.
First one. They have no APAC region. Do you know that? You know this because I've complained all the fucking time.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever tried to run like a UDP Nmap scan with like 300 ping? So it's not like there's a lot of packet loss. It's just you can't do it. Yeah. Or like you go to SSH somewhere and it's like, oh, enjoy your like 5 second handshake at 300 ping. And then finally, like, once you get in, it's okay. Like you can do a download reasonably fast. But yeah, downloading like a big file is fine. Lots of small files, it's fucked. And it's just annoying. It's one of those things where I'm like, they have to go out of the way to be pieces of shit about this. They could just spin up an APAC region. They've decided not to. And, like, it's one of the things that's just so easy to fix. The fact they haven't done it seems like they're intentionally just trying to fuck people off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure, sort of from what I can hear about, they've got their actual lab set up fairly well orchestrated.
Oh, I mean, that's what you'd hope, but...
Well, because like, you can, like, just reset boxes. So hopefully it's, like, just they should be able to copy the images.
Yeah.
Just fire them up somewhere else and just give the people a different list of IP addresses to hit.
My guess is that they set this up 10, 20 years ago on like some dedicated server running ESXi and like did all that. And now they're like, oh, we can't really rebuild it easily in another region because we're going to need like 20 different dedicated servers.
So we actually need a colo. We can't just like run a...
Yeah, whereas I just
run
like,
a VM on like DigitalOcean or AWS or
just
something.
Just fucking just commit shit to AWS. Like, I understand why they haven't. I totally do. And I'm not saying that they should do that. They should get an APAC region though. And
yes.
That's the easiest thing to fix. That's a purely monetary thing, right? And they've chosen not to do it. So fuck them.
Yeah.
I got some other things, but I'm going to leave them for the blog post. Keep you all waiting.
You're just giving a little teaser right now. We're just teased.
One out of four reason. That's the easiest reason to fix. So think about how insane the other ones are. I don't know. OSCP, I didn't really like it in general. But yeah, we'll see. You going to do your OSCP, Dave?
I don't know. We'll see how everyone goes and whether the fact that, I think the bigger battle will be actually trying to make sure that government departments never sort of require Crest or OCSP, I think, because the certifications in the whole just suck.
Yeah, they do.
Because I sort of came from functional testing. It was a big thing about ITQSP. That's like a testing one, like a functional testing one, and that was just... It taught people shit and actually was more dangerous than just getting a grad and actually teaching them how to do it properly because I was teaching them all the wrong things. Nothing real. And there's actually a big thing now that people aren't doing it and to the point that people have basically now writing in job adverts not looking for people ITSQB.
Saying
do not have it type thing, which is good to see.
Yeah.
And removing it. So, because it was actually more of a hindrance and basically we've knocked that on the head and because for a while government departments are looking, oh, we want the testers to be ITSQB and people certified and push back on that saying it's not actually helpful.
Yeah.
I think you trade on actual reputation and whatnot. If you're a sole contractor, that might get a little bit harder to judge. But we're talking in New Zealand, everyone knows everyone. And, I mean, there's 4-5 pen test companies.
Yeah, 4, I think. Especially after one of them recently is...
Yeah, how public's that? Is that one actually public yet?
Oh, shit, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know, it must be...
If it's not, no one tell anyone I said it.
Yeah, 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 we didn't say... We never said a name, we just said, well, we...
Yeah.
So read it what it means.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I feel bad for saying it now.
Yeah, well, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. We have that little bit in InfoSec, don't we, with like the certified ethical hacker and CISP, you know?
Yeah.
Where it's like you actively want people without those certs. That being said, most of the people who have them recognize that it's ridiculous.
And they got it because some jobs said they had it or some government department said they had to have it. So, yeah, I'm personally against it and I think it's what they do because I think, you know, Bogan wrote that blog post about how to get into the industry a couple of weeks ago on LinkedIn.
Yep. Yep.
That same possible, so same things applies, right? Just actually do your shit and actually hack shit.
Mm. To the OACP's credit, though, it isn't one of those certs that teaches you the wrong thing. There are problems with it, but I don't think you're worse off for having done it, which, to be honest, is a pretty big testament for a cert. The fact you can be like, oh, you won't be worse off if you get the certification is, I guess, that's the best we can hope for.
Well, I wish we could hope for more than... But you're not worse off if you get it.
I wish, but
yeah. But the fact that you're at least even or better off having said it, yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty big achievement.
Yeah. Just
okay.
Oh wait, I most probably know one of your other ones, and I don't want to say it.
Yeah. One of my other certs?
Yeah, no, one of your other gripes.
Oh yeah, there are a few gripes. Okay. So I've been meaning to. Get one more. I don't think we're going to have one. So let's end it here today on 6 red light runners. Also, thank you, Mr. Brainwashed Kaiser. Quality convos here. Yeah, boy, that's us at the Bus Factor. All the quality convos. You know, we start an hour earlier, by the way. So here's the other thing. If we have any international listeners, daylight savings, we start at...
Yeah.
What was an hour later? No, an hour earlier.
Yeah. But see, what they need to do is they need to, in their calendar, do a recurring appointment and set the time,
the time zone,
and then they'll get their reminder at the correct time.
Well, normally we also have the event up. I don't think we did that this week.
I thought I saw that come up at Monday or Tuesday.
Totally could have. I haven't been paying attention. I've been a little bit blur this week.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, we'll be back next week, same time, which is an hour before now. But plus lots of hours for the week. Yeah,
plus 7 times 24.
And I think...
Oh, no. 6 times 24 plus 23 hours.
Yes. Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
Yeah. Is anyone in chat going to do their addition for us or multiplication and addition for us?
Tell us we're wrong. I think Hugh will be back next week. I think so.
Maybe, or he'll skive off to something else.
Yeah. So doing the Bus Factor has made me learn that Hugh takes a lot of Fridays off. A lot. I mean,
not just off work. He just buggers off out of Wellington.
Yeah, he just leaves. Yeah. In any case, thanks for listening this week. I hope that the outro isn't going to be too loud. If it is, I'll turn it down for you all.
Or they can turn it down themselves.
Yeah, but I think that sounds like an alarm.
Is that the fire alarm or our neighbor's alarm?
We're going to end it here anyway. Catch you later. Fire alarms suck.
I think it's possibly too loud for the fire alarm. They've turned off.
Okay.
It was supposed to be our neighbours. Because the thing is, our neighbour's burglar alarm is louder than the building's fire alarm.
Yeah, your fire alarm's way quiet.
Yeah. So there was a fire alarm a while back, and we just didn't think, we thought, it's one of the burglar alarms.
Yeah.
Because it was just too quiet. And then people were like going, it's fire. It was like, they should really have it louder so we actually realise it.
Yeah. Anyway, catch you later.
Laters.
Bye.
Bye.